Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Kathleen Biker, who is the principal consultant with We Can Do Better Consulting. Kathleen, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Kathleen, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. So for everyone in the audience, 2 years ago, I sat in the audience for Paul's talk on finance. And let me tell you, it changed how I see my own field. I work in an area of HR called people analytics. And Paul's talk was the first time that I thought about HR as a business function and about how HR's work can be seen through a business lens. So Paul, thank you for that. And thank you for including me in this lineup. At We Can Do Better Consulting, my mission is simple. I want data to be a cornerstone of how HR makes decisions. And right now, it isn't. Out of all of the 300,000 plus registered professionals, HR professionals in the US, only 25,000 are considered people analytics professionals. And that capability usually sits in large organizations. So if you're in a smaller mid-sized organization, you probably don't have this function. Of course, unless it happens to live in your HR leader's background. So right now, the environment looks like this. On the one side, we have HR generalists, and on the other side, we have people analytics professional. And I have seen some major changes over the past few years where AI has been able to close that gap to about this. Not all the way. A generalist isn't going to replace the analytics function, but I want leaders to know that AI can teach, it can clarify, and it can build a dashboard in seconds. However, provided the data underneath is sound. And that last part is what I want to talk about today. I'd like to give you three best practices to think about as you're preparing your data. So three main things. One, find out what your data actually is. Leaders spend a lot of time trying to extract data and then make sense of it. Quick shortcut is to ask your IT team for what's called a data dictionary. It may be called a business glossary or a data schema. And this document's going to tell you a lot about the data that you actually have. So one, what is the field? What is it called? It'll also include what type of value it holds. It'll also tell you who owns that data. So that means who inputs the value, who controls it, and who's permitted to see it. Finally, and for the HR professionals out there, you're going to want to know this. What roles apply to it? Is it a PII? Does it touch HIPAA? Is there a retention requirement for the record itself? So name ownership rules. If you can't answer those questions about your data, you don't control it. So second best practice, you want to find out what your vendors are actually selling you. Putting this out there that nearly every application I've seen is called SaaS. So it's a software sold as a service. So in this case, the analogy that I like to give is think of it as a coffee cup. You buy the lid, the cup, the sleeve, the coffee, everything about that experience you are buying, but you might only be using the sleeve and you don't know that yet. So it's important to know, are you using all of the services and are you entitled to more? You may be able to leverage services that you didn't even know about. So ask about it. Understand what you're paying for and what you're actually using. Third point, this is the big step, but it can change the way how you interact with your data. A lot of the work that a people analytics person does is related to cleaning the data. 80% of their time is spent on cleaning. So you can avoid all that by addressing it on the front end. You're looking for six dimensions in your data itself. Is it complete? Basically, are there any fields that are empty in your data fields that shouldn't be? Is it accurate? Does it reflect the reality of today or is it the reality of 6 years ago? Consistency. Is this same data stored the same way across all of your applications? Timeliness. Is that value current of as of right now or last quarter or maybe last fiscal year. Uniqueness. I love this. Do duplicates of the data exist? Did you have an employee leave and now they're back and they exist twice in your system? And finally, stability. Does this data set look the same if you were to compare it against new data in 3 months? So you want to run those six fields against the data that actually drive your decisions. Finally, in summary, I want you to find out where your data is, find out what your vendor is really giving you, and then find out whether the data is actually any good. If you do those three things, every decision you make on top of that data is going to be one that you can defend.
Superb, Caitlin. I really love that. It's a really refreshing way of looking at the importance of that function within the field of human resources. If I could just give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Caitlin, I know on the day that we're recording this, I am going to see you later, but for now, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Caitlin, thanks ever so much, and I shall see you a little bit later.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Thanks, Caitlin.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.